With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Israel has escalated its campaign against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps by using loitering drones to target troops, checkpoints, and command centers across Tehran. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The drone attacks aim to dismantle the regime's street-level control. The strikes, part of a wider effort to degrade Iran's military and intelligence infrastructure without a ground invasion, are testing whether air power alone can achieve regime collapse amid widespread public discontent. Bob Agnew reporting.
Under pressure from President Trump, Senate Republicans plan to launch a full and robust debate this week on legislation to impose strict new proof of citizenship requirements.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is planning a talkathon on the Senate floor for an indefinite period of time, though it won't officially be the talking filibuster that President Trump has suggested. Republicans plan to hold the floor for days, if not weeks, to pressure Democrats. Thune said on the Senate floor Thursday, quote, "I can guarantee that we are going to put Democrats on the record." The president has said he won't sign any other legislation until this bill, known as the Safeguard American Vote Eligibility or Save America Act, is passed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A large oil company wants to leave New Jersey for the Lone Star State. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
ExxonMobil says it will seek shareholder approval to move its legal domicile from New Jersey to Texas, citing a business-friendly regulatory environment and alignment with its headquarters location.
The decision follows years of legal and political friction in New Jersey and reflects Texas's growing appeal to major corporations. Airline ticket prices are starting to climb. Cathay Pacific, Air France, KLM, and a handful of other carriers are already raising their fares. This is SRN News. A pro-life organization is spending big in Ohio.
A $3.2 million get-out-the-vote campaign is being launched in the Buckeye State by Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Women Speak Out PAC. The goal is to knock on the doors of 500,000 Ohio homes, urging residents to vote for pro-life candidates in the looming midterm elections. Organizers say the campaign will also include digital advertising, voter contact mail, and an early vote campaign as Election Day draws near. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has signed a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, generally at about 6 weeks of gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage of pregnancy, along with Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and South Carolina. 13 other states bar abortion at all stages of pregnancy. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the discovery of two long-lost Doctor Who episodes from the 1960s.
Two missing episodes of Doctor Who from the 1960s have been recovered in the UK. They were found by a Leicester-based charity called Film is Fabulous, which works to preserve old film collections. Justin Smith, a professor of cinema and chair of trustees at FIF, says the discovery is especially exciting for Doctor Who fans.
They're wonderful.
After the films were scanned and cleaned up, the charity organized a private screening for actor Peter Purvis, who played the Doctor's companion Stephen Taylor in the series. The restored episodes will be released on BBC iPlayer this year. Regan Garcia, London.
More than 30 states will resume their antitrust trial against Live Nation and Ticketmaster on Monday after negotiations this week failed to result in many states joining a tentative settlement. More details at srnnews.com.